Does this thing even work? Testing. That looks like the little volume lights are going off when I talk, so I think this works. Whatever, I'll check later. I found this old tape recorder in the bedroom of this old house. Well, I guess it's my house, but that still feels weird to say. I guess, right? I should start over. So, about a year ago, one of my friends died. Well, technically she was declared dead. They buried an empty box. Nobody's sure where she really is. And, she left this house to me. I have no idea why. I mean, sure, we were friends, but it's not like we were best friends, you know? And she had her family, her parents, her sister, and like, this whole clan turned out for her service. So imagine my surprise when this guy in a suit knocks on my door a couple weeks ago, hands me a set of keys, and has me sign this title transfer. And now I guess I'm a homeowner. And also all the stuff in here? Yeah, that's also mine. Only this place is, well, to call it remote would be underselling it. To be honest, I'm not even sure where the nearest neighbor is. And I'm glad I filled up my tank, because if I run out of gas, I'm so fucked. Anyway, I've only been here for a couple hours. So, yeah, I found this tape recorder, like I said. There's just cases and cases of blank tapes and batteries. So I figured, I don't know, maybe I'd log my first memories of this place. Anyway, I have some more exploring to do. Signing off? Is that what they say? Over and out? bye. So it's like 3 in the morning, according to my phone. I couldn't sleep. I guess I'm used to the city noise, you know what I mean? Cars, trains, all that stuff. And I know it's weird, but I feel kind of exposed, I guess you could call it. Like someone's watching me sleep. As far as I can tell, there's nobody out here but me. Maybe some birds or raccoons or something. And there's no cell service out here. No internet. And the old TV in the living room doesn't get anything but static. At least I've got power. Also, there's no AC here, so I'm sleeping with no covers. And no clothing. Maybe that's why I've got that feeling. Okay, fuck it. I'm gonna try and go back to sleep. In the morning, I'm gonna check out the kitchen and see about getting some groceries. Over and out? End of transmission? Yeah, whatever. Okay, so I drove into town. It's like an hour each way. Filled up the gas tank again, just in case. I got some groceries at this store and everyone was just staring at me. I told them about the house and they got really weird on me. I even asked what was up. They didn't say anything. Maybe they just don't like city folk or whatever. So I came back and I spent forever cleaning out the fridge and the microwave. And the oven is one of those old wood-burning things. No idea if I'm even gonna try and use that. Anyway, after all that was done, I thought I needed to entertain myself, and guess what I found? A whole fucking library of those smutty romance books. So many of them. I'm talking like a whole set from the same author. Also, there's so much wine here. And hopefully it hasn't all gone to vinegar, because it sounds really good right now. So, I'm gonna pour myself a glass and read some smut. See ya. Yeah, see ya. I like that one. That sounds better than over and out. Is this thing on? Holy shit. So, last night I have this dream. And in the dream, I'm naked, and I'm walking into this, like, I don't know, maybe like a basement, or a dungeon, or whatever it is, and I'm shivering. And it's not because I'm cold, there's like, that kind of shiver you get when you're really, really anticipating something. Does that make sense? And then suddenly there's this man, and he just really starts to fucking give it to me, like, right up against this cold brick wall. And it kinda hurts, but, like, in a good way. I don't know how to describe it. Like, sort of like a good hurt. Oh, I probably sound like a fucking crazy person. Anyway, he's fucking me so hard. His hands are under my knees to keep me up against the wall. And my arms are on his shoulders. And I feel like I'm gonna come. I'm right there. I'm about to come. And then this fucking crow just wakes me up, screaming, caw, caw, caw. And I've never called a bird an asshole before, but... oh, fuck. So I kind of had to finish myself off before I got out. Maybe I should erase this part of the tape. I don't even know. But the really weird thing is, I can remember everything. The cold bricks on my back. The thrusting. The just fucking brutality of it. But I cannot for the life of me remember what he looked like. Just drawing a blank. Maybe I shouldn't get drunk and read smutty novels before bed. Anyway, see ya. Okay, this is really fucked up. This is really fucked up. I went down to the cellar today and this... oh, fuck. No, my brain must be playing tricks on me. That dream. The the dream about that guy. The guy who was fucking me. This is the same fucking basement. Or cellar, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I've never been down here before. How the fuck would I know what it looks like? Shit. No, I must have, like, seen a picture of it. Or maybe I was already down here once. There has to be some sort of explanation. Shit, okay. I'm gonna go back upstairs and try to think about something else. Maybe I'll check out the barn. See ya. There's a hammock out behind the barn. Looks fairly new considering how run down the rest of this place is. Thought I'd try it out. Must have been out there a bit too long though, because now my arms and my legs are sunburned. But I had another dream about him. I was in the cellar again, coming down the stairs from outside the house. And there he was again. I still can't remember a damn thing about him. But this time he was laying on the cellar floor and I just got on top of him. And I was just fucking riding him so fast. Just trying to get myself off on him. I think part of me knew it was a dream, and I didn't want to get woken up again, so yeah, your girl got a little needy, just grinding on that cock as fast as I could. I was just so fucking desperate. Maybe when I get back to the city, I'll try and get laid. And there was that good hurt again. Getting me closer and closer. I was about to come when he said something to me. I couldn't understand it. Was it even English? Fuck, what the fuck is my brain doing to me? But there's more. I felt like I was being watched. Not like a couple nights ago, but while I was riding him. And that kind of just made me want to ride him even harder. And I started to get this feeling in my stomach, like it's wrong, whatever I'm doing. But I wanted it, I needed it, and I kind of hope I have more dreams like that. I had to finish myself off again after I woke up. I really wish I had something more than my hands right now. I guess it'll have to do. Bye, I guess. Shit, I almost forgot about this tape recorder. So it's been a few days and so far I'm just having regular dreams. No mystery man, no sex, no, well, nothing fun. I did have a dream I was getting screamed at by some boss I had like 3 years ago. And I yelled, fuck you, but I don't think that counts. But I got some more of the house cleaned. I have no idea if there are garbage trucks that come by here. So I just put a bunch of the shit in the barn. I gotta make room for my own stuff when I go to get it. I'm still avoiding the fucking cellar, though. I get the heebie-jeebies just going down there. And I've read like two of those smutty books. Someone wrote the words passion python to describe a cock. Then at least one editor had to say, sure, let's print that. And then I had to read it. It's like, I know whoever I was dreaming about, it's technically me, my subconscious or whatever. So is it weird that I want to see him again? Okay, see ya. He came back last night. Holy shit, he came. And so did I. It was in the cellar again. It's always the fucking cellar, the one place in the house I'm afraid of. I don't know what that says about my dreams. It was the same as the last two dreams, though. I'm walking down the steps, naked, shaking with anticipation. I fucking need it so bad. And he's waiting for me like always. I ask him what took him so long and he just stares at me. And I'm trying to look into his eyes. Does he even have eyes? Why can't I remember? But I get on my knees and just start sucking his cock. I'm trying every fucking dirty trick I know, just trying to get him off. I was doing shit I saw in porn, or read in Cosmo, or whatever. And he's just standing there, staring down at me. It's like, I could tell he was enjoying it, but he was also just not giving me anything. It was like blowing a mannequin. He said something again, but I couldn't understand it. No idea what language it was. But I understood. I stood up and I bent myself over this old table down there. I know it was a dream, but I could feel the dust in my hands. He got behind me, wrapped his hands loosely around my neck. And he just started fucking pounding me. I've never been fucked so hard before. Just feeling his hips lap against my ass over and over again. He grabbed a handful of my hair. Nobody's ever fucking done that before. Not unless they want a face full of fingernails. But I loved it. I loved feeling him just totally taking me over. Slamming into me over and over again. And I started begging him to let me come, telling me I'd do fucking anything if he'd just let me come before I woke up. And, well, it must have worked. He fucking got me off so hard. I guess technically I got me off, but it felt so real. But you know what? I still gave myself a little treat when I woke up. Not much else to do. And then I gave myself another around lunchtime. I didn't even bother putting on pants today. Just walking around like Donald Duck. I think I'm starting to like this middle of nowhere vibe. Fuck, what am I doing recording? Oh, I think it's time for round four. Or is it five? See ya. I don't know why I didn't realize this before, but holy shit, the shower head is detachable. The stay just keeps getting better. I need to pay more attention to my needs. Okay, round, whatever. I finally took my ass back down to the cellar and there are bare footprints. My bare footprints. And fucking handprints on the table. I swear I only went down there once and I was wearing shoes. And, okay, it sounds fucking crazy, but there's an ass print in the middle of the floor. That's the only way to describe it. No, fuck this basement, fuck these weird sex dreams. I'm going back into town and I'm buying some locks. Okay. I put a lock on the basement, and I chained up the cellar door on the outside, so nothing is getting in or out. The townies were giving me weird looks again. I swear one of them was laughing at me, but when I looked, she wasn't even paying attention. And it wasn't like she stopped laughing because I noticed her. I mean, she wasn't even looking at me in the first place. You know, my original plan was to come here, clean the place out, and then go back home, get a U-Haul, and move all my shit in. But now I'm thinking of just selling the fucking place. I don't know. I'll sleep on it. I realized I haven't been saying see ya at the end of these, so... see ya. Out. He told me so. Well, that's not what he said. I know it's not English or even language, really, but he wants me to let him out. All I have to do is take the lock off the door. I know I shouldn't, but I kind of want to. I don't know if he's just a dream anymore, and that scares the shit out of me. But I miss him. I hate being awake anymore because I just want to see him. Oh, fuck. I'd say I don't know what to do, but I know exactly what to do. I'm gonna open the cellar. I'm finally awake. I slept until like 4 p.m. Haven't done that since college. I spent all night with him. He bent me over that table. Gave it to me so fucking hard. I wanted to beg, but I could barely fucking talk. This time his hands were just digging into my hips. Keeping me right where he wanted me. Keeping me right where I wanted to be. I felt like I was being watched again. And that feeling in my stomach came back. Told me I was wrong. And that just made it so much fucking hotter. Does that make me weird? Whatever, I don't give a fuck. I could just feel him filling me up. Shooting this thick fucking load into me. Only he wasn't done. He had me lay on my back and just gave it to me right there on the same table. He's so fucking brutal. That's the only way to describe it. He was just holding my ankles in his hands while he pounded into me over and over again. Never gentle, never anything but rough and fast. Because he knows that's how I like it. I've been thinking about my friend. The one who left me this house. Did she dream about him too? Is that why she left me the house? I went downstairs and sure enough, aspirin's on the table. I've got a date with the showerhead, I think. See ya. I'm so fucking tired of being awake. He's not here when I'm awake. It's just me and my thoughts and those shitty books and no phone. I found some sleeping pills in the bathroom. Haven't expired yet. Fuck it, I don't think I'm desperate enough for that. It's been 4 days. I'm just laying here on the basement floor waiting for you. I fucking need you really badly. Is this what you want? You want to watch me? Please. Please, please. Please, I'll do anything you want. You know I will, you know I will. Just tell me and I'll... Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I wish this was you. I've just been sleeping and waiting for you to show up. Oh my god, she wrote about him. I found her diary. Oh girl, I am jealous. It sounds like he showed you an even more amazing time. I dragged the bed down to the basement last night. I've been sleeping here. Hey. Are you listening? I hope you are. Cause I'm about to take two of these pills. And then you and I have some catching up to do. It's... Oh my god, you know, I don't even care what time it is. You weren't that very gentle before last night. And it was... It was amazing. It was right here in this bed. Your hands were in my hair and you were kissing me. You never actually kissed me before that. You apologized for being gone. And I told you, you never need to apologize to me. And then you laid me back so gently. Kissed all the way down my body. And that tongue of yours. You are doing things to me I've never felt before. You slid yourself into me, just taking it so slow. And that bad feeling wasn't there anymore. It was just pleasure. And still, I felt like someone was watching us. Who are they? Who are you? I guess it doesn't even matter. It wasn't fucking. This time it was making love. I guess you could call it. And it was everything I needed. But you know I need more. It's never enough. This wasn't cold and damp. It was warm and wet and so hot. Of course I let him come in me. I never want it anywhere else. My legs are still shaking just thinking about it. I dreamt about my friend. She told me I needed to get out of here. I told her no, that I need to be with him. And she said that's what he does, leave. Why the fuck did you leave me this house if you don't want me to be with him? Are you jealous? Is that it? Mad he's with me now? Fuck you, I'm glad you're fucking dead. Oh shit, did I do it? Oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm so fucking... Oh fuck, I haven't eaten all day or showered. What is wrong with me? I'm upset. And I need to get the fuck out of here. Everything was fine until that fucking lawyer in the gray suit showed up. Or maybe it was blue. Or was it tan? That's weird. Why can't I remember what he looked like? I've been keeping myself up trying not to sleep. This is wrong. It's so fucking wrong, and I need to get out of here. I just need to get the fuck out. My car won't start. My car will not fucking start. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm leaving here. And the basement is staying locked. We're done. Whatever the fuck you are, we're over. I put some food in a backpack and I got the fuck out of there. It feels like I've been walking all day. Humans walk at 3-4 miles an hour. That means I should have been into town by 2 a.m. I don't know how much longer I can keep walking. I shouldn't be this tired. But there's a clearing up ahead. I think I'm gonna use my backpack for a pillow and just lay down. Yeah, and I'll finish the trip. I'll finish the trip in the morning. Good night. See ya. Oh. Fancy meeting you here.